What was his occupation?
He was a commercial traveler, which in those days were called drummers, mm-hmm. but he was a traveling salesman.
What about your mother's parents? Where were they from?
My grandmother was from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. But her father, her mother was, Mama's grandmother was from New Orleans, but her grandfather was from New York.
This is your mother's?
My mother's father was born in Pearl River, Louisiana. Mm. And her mother was born here in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And her grandparents, the grandmother was from New Orleans, but the grandfather mm-hmm. was from New York.
Mm-hmm. What about the your mother's father's parents?
Now that's a long history. Will you excuse me a moment?
Surely.
Hello? Gilda, just a moment, I'll see if he's in. This is just a minute. He's at yes. Okay. My grandfather's parents ancestors originated in Canada in 1634, simultaneously with Dr. Reinecke's ancestors. And as near as I know, his mother was born in New Orleans. His father was from the parish of St. Tammany. Mm. And my grandfather was born in the parish of St. Tammany at Pearl River.
Mm. Are they ultimately French in ancestry?
My mother's ancestors, except for the Yankee mm-hmm. from New York, were all French.
Do you know where the Yankee was from originally?
New York.
Well, I mean, before New York?
Before that? No, I'm trying to check up on him. I have there is a possibility that he may have been the son of a revolutionary soldier.
Oh, mm-hmm.
The names are spelled differently, but they both have the same given names,
mm-hmm.
as from West Point and in a New York regiment during the Revolution.
Mm.
So I'm trying to work that out. All right, you were going to ask.
Well, do you know how much education your grandparents had, your mother's parents?
My grandmother was educated in the public schools and taught in the public schools. Mm. My grandfather was educated in the parish schools and then came to New Orleans when he was 12. He started in the parish school and he was educated in the public schools here.
What did he do?
He was a cotton broker.
Mm-hmm.
And he was not like the draftees of today. When the Civil War broke out, he was in Paris in connection with his business. And in order to get back to the States, he had himself naturalized as a French citizen.
Mm.
I still have his naturalization paper.
Mm-hmm.
So that he could come back through the blockade and join the Confederate Army. And he was in the Confederate Army until the surrender in North Carolina, the surrender of Johnston's
mm-hmm.
Army, the Second Army.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Georgia campaign.
Oh. What about your father's parents? Where were they from?
My father's mother was born in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.